use the word family today, and we can wonder exactly what we're referring to. Maybe in some ways it's always been that way with widows and widowers and so forth, but today we tend to use that word to describe a variety of situations. In some cultures, when you say family, it is not simply mother, father, children. It involves older relatives who, in fact, are also part of the household to assist. There are some cultures, in fact, who believe that the older relatives are better suited than the parents of the child to raise them because they have the wisdom of many years. In other instances, we know that families are not as they might have been intended when people started out their life together as a married couple. Divorce enters in. There may be hardship and difficulties. Families look very little today the same. So what does it mean to be a holy family? What is it that we are celebrating today, really? I think I've said before that the Second Vatican Council says this about a family. It refers to a family in the ideal sense as a domestic church, a house church. In other words, when people look at a family, they should immediately see a witness to what it means for Jesus Christ to love the church. And when people see that, they understand their role as disciples of Jesus Christ. What does it mean then to be a disciple in a family? The readings today in some ways point us to very ordinary things, some that had extraordinary components to their experience. It was a very ordinary thing for a practicing Jewish family to present their firstborn son to the Lord. It was a dictate of the law. And so it was a very ordinary thing that they did. And an indication of that in one of the accounts is that we don't know exactly what they brought, a pair of turtle doves or pigeons or so forth, because it was just an ordinary thing. It's what you did. You brought what you could afford. It was the way of celebrating your religious faith. In the first reading, we get a sense of what it means for children to honor their parents. That sometimes that's a real challenge. Sometimes I think of my own situation in life where I'm far away from my mother who is 84. And yet I still have the obligation, now I love my mother, so it's not a difficult obligation, to care for her, to reach out to her, and still to seek her wisdom for the many years of life that she has. When we think of our own families, a lot of what we do in our families could be considered ordinary. Many of us probably do not have extraordinary family experiences, at least in the sense that Joseph and Mary experienced through Simeon and Anna. The question in our families is, how do we see the families in which we live as our pathway to holiness? As our pathway to salvation? How is it that in the way in which we live and move in our family, the way in which we act, what we do in our lives, how do we see those things as the very way in which we fulfill our discipleship in Jesus? Because in every respect, being in a family is really about following a vocation. And so when we pray for vocations, certainly there's a need for vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. But we really should also pray for holy and wonderful marriages. It is in marriage and through marriage that every other sacrament becomes possible. If my parents had not given birth to me, then indeed I would never have been baptized. I couldn't have been able to receive the sacrament of communion, confirmation, reconciliation, ordination. They saw their lives in a very important way. They saw their lives first and foremost as a way to love each other as Christ loved the church, and to form their children, my brother and I and my sister, to form us in a particular way of life. What is God calling you to do today? How is it that you are being called to be a family? What does it mean when we talk about this parish as a parish family? What is required of us as members of this family? To whom are we called to proclaim the good news that God is with us, Emmanuel? To whom is it that we are sent to let the world know that Jesus loves us beyond all of our wildest dreams and imaginings? For today, if we are to celebrate the Holy Family, we must in every way be the Holy Family, recognizing the power of God in our lives, that even when things are most difficult, we still have the closeness of Jesus who loves us and sends us forth to share that love with others.